Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Trentations. I am Jack. That is Miles.
You say what the fuck is trending today?
Two takes, two separate takes, you know.
Exactly. You get both. Two bad ideas for the price of one.
Yeah, I'm Jack. You're Miles. And right now, trending is hashtag National Rescue Dog Day.
Yep. Get out there and rescue these dogs, man. They need help. What the fuck you doing? You just hanging around? Rescue them. I thought we had to rescue dogs like from precarious situations rather than just giving
homes,
you know, dogs
to
a new home.
Yeah.
Because it's been the pendulum has swung back the other fucking way. Because, you know, remember how in the beginning of the lockdown, they're like, we can't even keep these stray animals on the shelves anymore. People are coming right in mass to adopt. And now they're like, everybody just gave up on their pets.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So the trend of people adopting at the beginning of the pandemic and then giving it back is really strange. It's kind of inhuman. Like people
people are reactionary in this country and don't really think about like the effect it could have on another life form, even though it's not human. It's just like, yeah, I don't know. I need this. I need you to be here for now. And then fuck off. Sorry. It was fun while it lasted. But yeah, shout out to everybody who has a rescue dog, you know. Shout out to my dog, Rat Boy. You know, we got
Rat
you.
Boy.
Ever since Her Majesty saw you outside of a grocery store and I wasn't there, but she just sent me a picture of you when they were just doing pet adoption and she's like, "This is our dog." I'm like, "The fuck it is. We just got two cats."
You came home and there was Rimbay.
There he was. There he was.
And he, when you say she saw him outside of a grocery store, he was just tied up. His owner had left him tied up.
Yeah,
right?
And then she just, you know, she keeps a box cutter in her cheek. Yeah. She just pulled it out, just cut the leash, and she was off.
A box cutter in her cheek. Holy shit.
Yeah, you know, she's got her. People don't know.
Sons and Six is trending, Miles.
No, it isn't. Where?
It's on my trends, bro. I'm not trolling.
You have some other internet that's meant to upset me? Sons and Six.
It's meant to upset our non-sports fan listeners who
who don't know that this means that the suns of the solar system will defeat us in 6 light years. The Phoenix suns, this is, so people are, okay, I see it. It's this. There's not even 3,000 tweets about this. This is all commentary because the Lakers won their play-in game against the Warriors. Hold that, James Jameson. Talking shit on IG. Yeah, I just aired you out on the show. But yeah, so now they're going to be playing the Suns in their first round. And oh, it's because Shannon Sharp said, wait, who said? Oh, no, he said Lakers in 6. But other people think it's Suns.
Skip Bayless.
Maybe.
Bayless shoes.
But yeah,
that was a hell of a game that we finally got the promise that one of the games delivered on the promise of the play-in game, which is, you know, one game to rule them all, which you rarely get in the NBA unless it's the game 7. And even at by game 7, the teams have kind of figured each other out. So it's just like a rock fight a lot of the time. This was fun. This was one of the better NBA games in memory. LeBron hit a clutch 3 looking like he was like on 1 foot. He just looked ugly. But
and then Steph Curry looked at him like, man, fuck you. He's sitting in his face. He's like, man, what the fuck, man? Like, it was really like on some like older brother kind of thing. I'm like, fuck you, asshole, for hitting that shit.
And then LeBron being LeBron, immediately was like, man, I couldn't even see. I couldn't even see when I shot that because Steph Curry's teammate.
You barely got poked in your eye. You were just trying to get Draymond.
I was surprised by it. So there was a moment at the end of the game where probably the dirtiest player on the Warriors, on Steph Curry's team, smacked LeBron in the face when he was going up for a layup, and they called it a normal foul.
You weren't on Van Gundy's side, who was saying, that's a normal foul. That's a normal foul.
He got smacked in the face. He went after his head.
He's like, I'm just going to get in your fucking face.
Yeah.
For all the Phoenix Suns fans out there, good luck to you. Because I have a feeling that this is not going to end well for you.
Wow. But, talking that shit.
I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I was realistic in the play-in game, and I was like, hey, I don't know, man. You remember? I was really humble about this game. I was like, fucking Steph could do this. And he played a pretty decent game.
You were really humble for a Lakers fan. That is humble. That's
Which
not normal
just
world humble.
Toxic narcissism and main character syndrome by any other measure.
Well, my team, the Sixers, are about to find out who we play as the 8 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. So it'll either be the Wizards or the... Man, I can't even remember. Oh, the Indiana Pacers. So we'll see. Chris Cuomo is trending because he's a good journalist. He's being nominated for Journalism of the Year. He took part in a series of strategy calls with his brother and his brother's staff on how the governor should respond to misconduct allegations. So Chris Cuomo's brother, Andrew Cuomo. Sex scandal, harassment scandal pops up, and Chris is on the story control team. Yeah. So good luck for him. Good luck for CNN.
Yeah. I mean, what did people expect? I think
this is not surprising. This is more one of those things where people are like, yeah, that's exactly what we assumed was happening.
That's how you get down when you're part of these dynastic families and shit. It's like, yo, someone's got they have a little sway over here, this over here. Like, look, I can maybe do this. You shouldn't say shit like this. Let me tell you from my perspective, whatever. I mean, like, just allow this investigation, the probe, to go through. And you know, just bring all the facts out and then go from there.
Right.
Which is funny because for all the people that are like, The New York AG is only after Trump's, like, they're investigating the fucking governor who's a Democrat, fool. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right. Palestine. There's a photograph, mainly, is the thing that's trending at this moment. It's an old Palestinian couple in front of their house, which is now inhabited by settlers from Brooklyn, New York, USA.
God.
And it's just got real...
Like the settlers who basically just stole their home.
Colonizers, not settlers. Yeah, shit. They fucking pulled up and they're like, ha ha, we live in your fucking house now.
They're just standing at the gate. They have real like they're giving off that energy, the same energy as that St. Louis couple, the McCloskeys,
exactly,
with the guns
on your hip.
Yeah,
no trigger discipline, just like, yeah. I don't know.
But they're just like, yeah, and what is the general vibe? Looking at the people whose home they stole.
How could you fucking live in, like, how could you be okay living in a place like that? You know what I mean? Like, you're on some whole other shit when you're truly, like, you're not even, it's not even a disconcert or discomforting, uncomfortable thought that you're like, someone was kicked the fuck out so I can just be in here. I have no reason to be here. We just pushed these people out under the threat of violence. And now I live here. That ain't a win.
Right.
But again, if you're fully looking at this from a Zionist perspective, your whole ideology is that this is actually my land. I'm supposed to be here anyway, actually. And like you got to get out. So it's, again, we're seeing it's like the same shit as, you know, indigenous people would look at the state of our country now, where it's just like, I don't know, man. Sorry. We fucking killed everybody and we're claiming this is our own land now.
The
parallels just are every time, like, we were looking like, oh, we have a very unique relationship in that we mirror each other in like the most fucked
so
up
many ways.
Ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so the investigation into the January 6th insurrection, like the commission, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing all sorts of stories about it. There's this, it's being covered from Ron Johnson's perspective. It's being covered from the fact that Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy have both come out against any kind of formal commission. Mm-hmm. What's the Ron Johnson of it all?
Ron Johnson, he's just known as one of the dumbest fucking senators out there from Wisconsin. And look, he's had terrible takes forever. And most recently he was on the, you know, Laura Ingraham's white supremacy variety
Hour.
Show.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, like, he's like, we don't need this investigation. I'm not even gonna play the clip because it's so infuriating to hear someone be so transparently obtuse and stupid about this, saying like it was largely peaceful. There's no need to have an investigation. We have accounts from people that it was just a few agitators. Like, this is all overblown, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's just disingenuous defense of Trump again. And I think that's where the other thing, the Kevin McCarthy and McConnell piece, comes into it, is because they both came out against it, but 35 members in the House voted for this commission to happen. 35
Republican members. Yeah,
yeah. Went against the marching orders and said, fuck that, we're voting for this because, like, we were there and it was freaky as shit. Are y'all tripping? What the fuck are you talking about? And on top of it, it's McCarthy's kind of in a weird spot because he told this guy, John Katko, who was on the Department of Homeland Security Committee, to work on this, finding a way to form this commission with Democrats in a way that, you know, he's like, we got to keep it narrow. Like, we'll do it, but it has to be like this. And he's like, okay, I got you. They arrived at that. And now McCarthy's like, I don't want it.
Right.
So it's, you know, more fracturing on this weird fucking political system. I don't know where it's going to end up. Because the other thing is, it's going to go to the Senate. I don't know where the fuck they're going to find 10 senators because they haven't killed the filibuster
right.
to bring over to the Democrat side to vote for this commission. So it's like, cool. Now, all that to say, you know, Nancy Pelosi can still form a commission on her own, and that would still have subpoena power and could absolutely investigate just without any participation of Republicans. I think they were just like, dude, here's your shot to act like you give a fuck about this. Otherwise, we're just going to drag y'all out into the sun.
Right.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. But
yeah, it's a strong position to take where an attempt on your life is like that wasn't that big a deal, man.
That's what even John Katko was saying. He was trying to be as like vague as possible to his fellow Republicans. He's like, guys, I just feel like, you know, we owe it to these people, referring to like the law enforcement, like some of the people who were fucking killed and shit. People like, we owe it to these people who are like protecting us to figure out what happened, because you know, we like kind of rely on them. We owe them a debt. Remember like police and shit? Weren't we like all turned up on supporting them?
Right.
And everyone was like, boo. So, yeah. Dude, they don't even know where the fuck they're at.
Mm.
I mean, they do. They're just a fucking death cult and they have no ideology except white supremacy. So stay tuned.
All right. That is going to do it for today's trending episode. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at nice.com. That's nice.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.